We are officially in the spring season as March winds down. And thank you to all the listeners who joined us for our last episode as we discussed Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And now on March 8th, we celebrated International Women's Day, and through the entire month, we celebrate Women's History Month, where we honor and recognize the significant contributions of women who shattered glass ceilings and those who are making an impact today. And with that being said, I would like to welcome the recently appointed president of the Hanover Chamber of Commerce, Sarah Messer. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me, Senator.
Well, before we talk about your recent appointment, can you give our listeners a little update? Let them know your background.
Sure, be happy to. So I am born and raised in South Central Pennsylvania, Adams County originally, and I actually still reside in Adams County, but of course went to school in York and very nearby, so in York County. And I went away to college down in Washington, D.C., spent about a decade down there and returned home because, you know, we were looking to start a family, be closer to family. And this is just such a wonderful place to be. This is where I really wanted to come back to. I had my undergraduate degree in media studies from the Catholic University of America. And I was an event coordinator for a very long time and in fundraising. So had a lot of fun doing that. Is a position that I took on in 3 years ago as their member and events coordinator. And it kind of wrapped everything that I had been doing for 10 plus years into one place in my home community. And it was just a really nice, timely opportunity. And I've been here for almost 3 years now.
Well, in just the past few weeks, the Hanover Chamber Board rightfully picked you to replace longtime president Gary Laird, who hopefully, as we're talking here today, is enjoying his well-deserved retirement. But it certainly sounds like you wound up in the right place at the right time with all the right experience.
Well, thank you. I certainly hope so. Gary really led the organization so wonderfully for 22 years nearly. And he set me up really well for success, or at least I like to think so. Only 3 weeks in, that's what we're going for. Yes, like I said, he really did some innovative work over the last 22 years. And we are a small staff, but we are serving nearly 375 business members and all of their employees in the Hanover area, and look forward to growing that membership, but also serving the community and performing so many other things that people might not know about a Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I can tell you that one thing as a female legislator and you as a female leader in the business community, I think it's finding good role models to be successful. You obviously got to work with Gary before taking over the chamber. How important is that role model and mentor, regardless if that role model is a man or a woman, in order to be successful?
Oh, I would put that actually at the top. I have a number of mentors who I've worked with, who have guided me when I was graduating high school, through college, in my professional career. And they kind of run the gamut. There are people from all walks of life, all business industries, and they each have something to offer. It's so important to have different perspectives and to hear different experiences, and it's just really important to work with those people and keep them in your pocket. And that's, I think, why networking is so important. And something that I would say is one of the key pieces of advice that I would give to women coming up, whether it's in high school, college, or new to professional careers.
Well, I can tell you when I was sworn into office for the first time, my dad looked at me and he said, you know, every experience you've ever had in life has informed you and will help you be the best legislator you can be. And I couldn't agree with you more. I've been blessed and fortunate by having some exceptional role models, men and women, that I have certainly looked up to and learned from over the years. I've been blessed. For me, representing the Hanover community in the Senate of Pennsylvania, it has been a huge opportunity. I'm really just thrilled to see the strides that the community continues to make and where it's headed. It has an incredible foundation, rich history, great people. It's an exceptional place. You have to be really excited as well to have this opportunity to really make an impact in the Hanover community. Tell us about your vision for you, for your team at the Hanover Chamber, and what you see on the horizon for the economic success of the community.
Sure. So, you know, the Hanover Chamber serves a really dynamic business community. We cover two counties, technically Adams and York. We work with 11 municipalities, 70,000 people in our broader community, and we're the second largest tax base in York County. So there's a lot to work with there. We are unofficially the Snap Town Capital. So we have wonderful businesses such as Utz and Campbell Snacks, who make Snyder's Hanover. We have really innovative proprietors and local downtown businesses. And so all of those components make every day a little bit different and add their unique challenges. But I think at the end of the day, what we're all striving for in the chamber office is to bring all of those things together and make a cohesive community, a thriving community where we have economic prosperity, we have community health and opportunities to engage with 5 school districts that are in those 11 municipalities. It's just, there are so many things happening. And so our small staff is really looking to bring all of the people who make those things happen, whether it is the borough of Hanover, our school districts, our friends over at Utz's, to contribute to the overall well-being of Hanover.
Well, as you noted, I'm really fortunate to represent some of the most popular and well-known brands, not only across the state, but probably across the country. Everyone knows our snack foods, and I love them, and I keep them here in my office. I've made lots of friends statewide. When they come in, they all remark how much they love our snack foods. But there's so much more going on in Hanover. Talk to me a little bit about the Chamber's efforts on workforce development. You and your team have really been innovative, and you're a model statewide for your efforts in workforce development.
Well, first, let me say thank you for those kind words. And I take none of the credit for that. That foundation was laid by Gary, my predecessor, as well as all the innovative educators and business leaders in our area who saw a need more than 5 years ago, probably closer to 10, and said, we've got to do something about this. And so that's really the role of the chambers, to bring all those people to the table and say, what are we going to do to fix it? And over a number of years, those collaborations evolved. The chamber became the first chamber registered in the state of Pennsylvania as a registered apprenticeship sponsor. That means that we can have multiple employers under our umbrella, register multiple occupations, and essentially create a training program for all of the talent that is in our backyard at those 5 school districts that we've mentioned earlier, as well as setting up our employers and those businesses for success. So it really is something that it's not easy work. So I really cannot say enough about all of the people who came before me to make this happen. And there are challenges every day, but there's so much talent here in Hanover and the surrounding communities. And we hope it stays here. And we just want it to promote the businesses. And it's exciting stuff. It's something I never expected to do. It's wonderful.
But you're doing it and you're doing a great job. And I think what's so exciting is not only are businesses getting the skilled workers that they need to be successful, those individuals, those students are trained with skills that have them achieve maximum wage jobs, really good family sustaining wages and jobs. And that really helps make the community that exceptional place to live, to work, to raise a family, to start a business. And I think it just, it creates this environment where other aspects of business and the community thrive. You know, I think about all the neat restaurants and breweries and shops that have opened in downtown because we have great businesses with skilled workers who earn good wages, and it just continues to make Hanover a wonderful place and a thriving economy. So, Sarah, I just want to thank you for joining us today on the program, celebrating Women's History Month, and congratulations to you on shattering that glass ceiling. Do you have any parting words of wisdom or sage advice for all of our listeners, but especially for those young women who are listening in, just on being a leader in the workplace?
Gosh, I have to say that you have to lean on people. You have to ask for help. Go to your mentors, network with people, and create a supportive environment for those around you. You know, nobody's in it alone. We don't want anybody to be in it alone. And so lean on others, allow others to lean on you. And I think, you know, the more collaboration, the better. And so I would say, keep going. Just keep going. We can do whatever we want.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic advice. And I can tell you, being on the, I'm tipping into that beyond midlife stage. I can tell you there's nothing more rewarding than turning around and helping someone else come up and be successful. I love being able to help new members in the General Assembly find success for their districts. I really enjoy helping local entrepreneurs cut through bureaucratic red tape in state government so that they can achieve their dreams. And that's fantastic advice, Sarah. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for what you do and, of course, for joining us on this program. So, Sarah, where can listeners find out more about what you and your team do at the Hanover Chamber?
Absolutely. And let me say thank you to you as well for your leadership and support of the Hanover community. We are so grateful for all that you do for our businesses and for just your support throughout the year in all of our endeavors. You can learn more about all of those initiatives at hanoverchamber.com. And you can always email us office@hanoverchamber.com if you have questions or just want to chat and share your experience as a business owner and employee, and how we can support the success and overall well-being of the Hanover community.
Well, Sarah, thank you again. Today's guest was Sarah Messer, president of the Hanover Chamber. And if you are looking for the Hanover Chamber, you can find them online. They also have a great social media presence, so check them out. And I want to thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to visit my website at senatorkristen.com. This is Kristen Phillips Hill signing off, and we're going to look forward to talking to you again soon.